Now we're gonna hear the word of God, and the person who will bring the word today, she's my sister, hallelujah. And for sure, what I like most, she hear from God. And we are here because maybe you are giving up. And when you see this theme and say, stand firm, stand still, you keep on going. We are here to pour more and tell you, my brother, my sister, don't give up. He will do it for you. It is not over until God say it is over. Hallelujah. It's time for us to start again. It's time to start again. Whatever God has started for you, he will do what? He will finish it in Jesus' name. So, Prophetess Mwaka, we love you. She's a pastor in this city. She has a church, All Nations House of Prayer. Hallelujah. It is in Irving, Texas. And also, she's a president of a ministry called Fresh Aroma. And she's a always key speaker to a lot of conferences. And we honor you, woman of God. She's also a singer, a writer. She can do everything. We love you, and I know God has a word for us. Let's all stand up and welcome Prophetess Mwaka. I don't want to introduce your husband. You will do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She look beautiful. She look wonderful. Hallelujah. May God use you. We love you. Amen.
Can you give those beautiful hand clap to the living God, the Almighty? Oh, you can do better than that. Are you glad that you are saved? The Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let me hear some noise for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords, for the God that we serve. Before you sit down, I want you to walk around and tell somebody, stand firm in Jesus' name. Oh, come on, walk around, encourage them in the name of Jesus. Tell them to stand firm in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Tell at least 10 people to stand firm. To stand firm, stand firm. Don't give up. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Walk around, encourage the saints. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Have you told at least 10 people to stand firm? Glory be to the living God. You may take your seats in heavenly places. What a joy and what a privilege to be in the house of God. No wonder David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Because in his house there's everything that we need. But I just want to honor the visionary of this great ministry, Mercy Ministries. I love her. She's my friend, my sister. I love her passion for God. See, the Bible says, he who walks with wise men shall be wise. He who walks with people who are on fire shall continue carrying the fire of God. Hello, somebody. If you walk around with critical people, you'll be critical. If you walk with people who it's hard, I can't, it's impossible, that's how you will be. But I love Evangelist Hilda for her passion, for her fire, for her commitment. Why don't we stand up and just put our hands together for this great woman of God? Oh, come on, beloved, you can do better than that. Amen. She has such a heart for the city. This great city has many churches, and she has stood with all of us, supported all of us, been a blessing. We love you, woman of God. Amen. We also have the same spiritual mother. Evangelist Wairimu is our mom. We love her. And we are power packed because we have a power packed mom. Oh, just smile at me. Amen. Amen. I want to also honor. We are here at Empowerment Temple, and the wonderful pastors are our dear friends, Pastor Tony, Lady Catherine. I love this couple with all of our hearts. Where's Lady Catherine? Did I see her somewhere in the back? Can we put our hands together for Pastor Tony Wainaina? You can do better than that. You can do better than that. See, we have to understand, church, that the fivefold ministry is a gift. We are what we are, all of us, because of great mentors and shepherds and pastors who've shaped us and molded us. And so when we tell you to clap for the ministers, don't clap like you're 120. Amen? Don't clap like you have dentures in your mouth. Just clap with strength and joy and appreciation. Amen? And all the servants of God that are here, Pastor Julius, good to see you. God bless you, mighty man of God. And all the servants of God, I just loved the worshipers. Brother Ben and Sister Mary and the Mwaras. It's so beautiful to see couples serving the Lord together. Well, yesterday we celebrated 22 years of marriage with my handsome, darling, beloved. Oh, I wish somebody could even be happy. That's a big thing. We are living in a generation where divorce has become the order of the day. But if you can still love God and love one another, and let me help you couples, what has helped us is serving God together. What has helped us is the passion to preach the gospel. We don't have time to argue who squeezed the Colgate where, who put the cups, who cares about those things. So let me introduce you to my handsome date. We call him TDH. That means tall, dark, and handsome. Amen. Why don't you clap for my TDH? He's in the house. He's a great apostle of God, a great church planter. We lived in Boston for many, many years before God brought us to this city 7 years ago. And it's just been a joy to serve God together. And let me tell you, beloved, the more anointed you are, you need a leader. You need a pastor. The more you're flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. So my pastor is here, my apostle, my bishop. I just want him to say hi and to greet you. Can you clap for the man of God as he comes tonight in Jesus' name? You can do better than that. Make him feel welcome. Apostle, come. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to destroy the floor. Then we need another worship team. We need another praise and worship again to do it again. But I hope I won't. Amen. Well, it's a joy and opportunity to be here with you to celebrate Mercy's ministry. Indeed, God is good. Amen. We thank God what Mercy Ministry has done all these years. Our work has become much easier because Mercy Ministry for a runner, they're like a Baptist. They tear up the ground, we come and plant churches, amen? So the job becomes easier for us. So we are very proud for Sister Evangelist Hilda, for the work he does and the team all together. Let me tell you, in the Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I wish we knew how much work we have to do. You know, where are the Hispanics here? Where are the white people here? Where even America? Where are the people that we can reach? You know, you see, one thing I've realized, when people in a nightclub, they open up a club, you know, they don't complain. But let a pastor come and open a church, we complain. That's how selfish we are. You never hear a non-believer has opened a nightclub and everybody's excited. Everybody will go through there, dance to the maximum, go to another one. But when we come to the house of God, we should be excited when we see the Lord doing a work in the ministry. There are 6 million people in this Dallas. But it's so amazing that we are so contented where we are. Let me tell you, as a Christian, a child of God, we should have that tenacity to know, Lord, give us souls for the Dallas. No wonder John Knox said that, give me Scotland till I die. You know, at times, the time we have, those should be our tears. Lord, give us more souls to come to the kingdom. Give us more people we have never met, we have never heard, so they can hear the work of the Lord. And I always say, the tears you can never cry is an empty chair next to you. Because somebody should be seated there to hear the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody should be here today to hear a word that will bring healing, restoration, and total transformation in their lives. But may God help us who are here to get what others are missing. Amen. We thank God for my wife. As you heard yesterday, we celebrated the 22 years in our marriage. I tell you, I didn't know I would go for 8. Forget about 22 years. Because when we got married, we were fighting every day. You know, if we bought furniture, we were just arguing and fighting. Because we used to be single. No one, the Bible said, two shall become one. I never believed that scripture. Can really two people become one? But today, I can believe that word of God. Hallelujah. Because when we got married, we're just fighting. You know, she comes from Zambia. We met in Kenya. I come from genocide country in Rwanda, where they kill each other. And by the end of the day, there's nobody who's alive. So you can imagine. So when it was so hard, but today we celebrate 22 years in the, not just the marriage. Hallelujah. I am celebrating 30 years in the ministry. Hallelujah. Because of the faithfulness of the Lord. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to do something here today. I believe God is here. Because the hour has come for us to be partakers of what God is going to do tonight. And my prayer for you today, let the Holy Spirit change your destiny today. Let the Holy Spirit just open a new door for you. Like the Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. The Bible says he encountered him and his life was never the same again. And I believe even as a believer, the thing we need to die of, set fast to die. You know, lack of understanding of the truth of the word has to die. So that we can begin doing what God has got to do. Again, as I say, there are many people should be here today. But we have to have passion for them. We have to cry tears for them. We have to say, Lord God, take away homosexuality. Take away this immorality around us. Because I know each one of us came to America for divine purpose. Hallelujah. We don't just go in like anybody. God has brought us here for a purpose. And I know this purpose must be established in our lives. May God touch your heart today. May God open you and understand that you are in season for God to use you. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord, honey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, I'm here. Speak to me, minister to me, change me, shape me, mold me, Holy Spirit. Do only what you can do. Let your word shift me. The plan you have for me is good and not evil, to give me a future and a hope, Holy Spirit, as your word goes forth. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. The entrance of your word brings light and brings understanding to the simple. Let today be a day of deliverance for somebody, a day of healing, a day of restoration, a day of change, a day of impact, a day of commitment, a day of rededication. Father, we come as your body today. We come boldly and confidently to the throne of grace that we may find grace and mercy in our time of need. We thank you for every testimony that has gone forth, every worshiper that has gone forth. We thank you for Mercy Ministries and how you've used Evangelist Hilda and Mercy Ministries to bless this city of Dallas and to bless the nation of America and to bless the nation of Kenya. Father, we've come today as witnesses to give you glory, honor, and praise, for there's still much more to be done and still greater. Father, we give you praise. Let the saints of the living God say a mighty amen. A better amen. A supernatural amen. Come on, a 2014 amen. Oh, you may take your seats in Jesus' name. Glory be to the Almighty. I was just about to introduce our two spiritual daughters. I don't know where they are, Sister Brenda and Shiko, and they are single. I wanted to introduce them well to the brothers. Now they've missed their moment. But praise be to God, afterwards you will get to meet them. I have two CDs here, messages on governmental prayer. Let me tell you, beloved, you see, many of our people, Pastor Tony, are struggling in the area of immigration. And they're just praying, you know, God bless me, but you see, if you want something real bad, you've got to know how to pray on target. And you've got to know how to pray strategically. When the American army went into Afghanistan, they knew their target. They knew the enemy. They were dressed for battle. And so this CD, Governmental Prayer, it teaches you how to pray for the policymakers, how to pray for senators and congressmen and women, because they're the ones who make the immigration policy. And so if we want to have green cards and citizenship, we've got to stand on the scripture that says the heart of the king is in God's hands, and like a river, he turns it however way he will. Somebody say amen. And so we've got to learn how to pray on target. Look at somebody and say, have you been praying on target? We've got to be strategic when we pray. Beloved, the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the history of our generation, we've never seen so many air disasters. Malaysian Airlines 370 to this day is nowhere to be seen. With all the technology, all the superpowers, the billions of dollars they've put in it, they can't find it. And then a week ago, how heartbreaking. It has never been done before that a commercial plane is shot and not a single one of them survived. And what was so heartbreaking, Evangelist Hilda, on that plane were 80 children, 80. And if you are a parent, you'll feel it. And when you go to the crash site, it's full of teddy bears and dolls. That is the enemy. And this is time for us as believers to stand firm, as the theme of this conference is. Because the world is so broken. The world is so vulnerable, and this is the moment for we, the church, to stand firm and to point them to the cross and to let them know it is well. Jehovah still reigns. But the world cannot be afraid, and we are also afraid. The world cannot be bound, and we are also bound. We are the light. We are the salt of the earth. We are the people they are looking to at a time like this. Look at somebody and say, stand firm in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So this CD on governmental prayer will bless you. There's another one here called Anointed for Dominion. See, when you have a dream, the enemy is not going to stand and just clap and say, go forth. There'll be all kinds of obstacles. There'll be all kinds of opposition, but you're anointed for dominion. You're anointed to climb and go over mountains. You are anointed to defeat Goliath. Does anybody have a dream to do some great things for God? I believe we all do. But according to the word, we have dominion. And unless you understand who you are in Christ, the enemy will keep coming against you. But thank God for the theme of this conference, to stand firm in Jesus' name. So let us go to 1 Corinthians 15:58. 1 Corinthians 15:58, and then we'll also go to 2 Kings 20. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you don't mind, I like to stand when we read the word of God, because we honor his presence, we honor his Holy Spirit, and we honor the word of God. 1 Corinthians 15:58, and this is the theme of this conference, the word of God declares, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Go also with me to 2 Kings chapter 20. We are going to read the first 7 verses. 2 Kings, it's in the Old Testament. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 7. When you have it, please say amen. Amen. The word of God declares, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, you shall go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Glory be to God. Can you say amen? A better amen. A supernatural amen. A powerful amen. Before you sit down, tell someone next to you, you can change God's mind. Or they don't believe it. Look at the one behind and tell them, you can change God's mind. Come on, tell somebody with a revelation. Look them deep in the eye and tell them, you can change God's mind. Take your seats in heavenly places. Glory be to the living God. This story of King Hezekiah is a story of inspiration. It is a story that will bring hope to you if you're in a predicament or in some type of crisis. The word of God tells us that the prophet Isaiah came to visit the king. Now, by the time the prophet was coming, the king had gone to every doctor. The king had had all kinds of specialists and physicians to visit him. The king had had all kinds of tests, and nothing could bring healing. And so he knew of the prophet Isaiah, and he sent word for the prophet to come. And I know that Hezekiah said, surely the prophet is going to come speak life and is going to change my destiny. What these doctors have been unable to do, the honorable prophet is going to bring healing. But when the prophet of God came to Isaiah, the message was, set your house in order. You are not going to live, you are going to die. Just imagine Hezekiah on that sick bed. He's already so broken. He's already so overwhelmed. He's already so discouraged. And all he needs is a word of life. And he's trusting the prophet is going to release healing. And is going to release the miracle working power of the living God. But Isaiah instead says, oh king, you are not going to live. You are going to die. Put yourself in Hezekiah's position. Have you ever been so broken and all you needed was some encouragement? But instead somebody even steps on you further. Anybody ever been there? Or you all are just millionaires here and you're all set and blessed. You never have challenges. Have you ever been at a corner and your back is against the wall and you cannot turn left, you cannot turn right, and the person you call, they have the ability, they have the resources, but even on the phone, they are so casual, playing games with you. They can help you, but they choose not to. Anybody ever been there? Am I talking to a real church tonight? And so here is Hezekiah in this broken, vulnerable, desperate state, waiting for the prophetic word to unlock his destiny. But instead he's told, put your house in order, you are going to die. Now, most of us would have just covered our and just said, forget it. Let me write my will. Some I'm going to leave out. I'm not going to leave anything for my mother-in-law and father-in-law. You start rearranging your will. Hello, somebody. You're putting your house in order. But thank God for Hezekiah's faith. Because he got the prophetic word, but he said, Jehovah, I have a testimony. I have seed in the ground. The Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he began crying out to the Almighty. He said, with all due respect, prophet of God, I have access to the throne of grace. With all due respect, this predicament, God, I know you can deliver me. I know you can make a way for me. Hezekiah cried out to God. And I love what he said. He said, consider how I have walked before you in truth. Hallelujah. Because people walk, but not in truth. He began to lay down what he had done. He had a testimony. If you read the previous chapters, Hezekiah had removed idol worship from the land. Hezekiah had cleansed the temple. Hezekiah had commanded Israel to come back to the true worship. He had worked very hard to bring the people back to God. And so he had a testimony. That's why he could confidently say, I'm sorry, prophet, I know, prophet Isaiah, you've had an encounter with God. I know you walk with God. I know that you are the true prophet in our generation. But excuse me, I have a testimony. I wish I had a church that could say amen. Come on, look at somebody and say, excuse me, I have a testimony. When you have a testimony, it gives you access to God. When you have a testimony with God, there are some things you can go boldly to the throne of grace. When you have some seed you've given, you can say, God, remember me. That's what Hezekiah did. He said, God, I've done too much for you to die at this young age. He said, God, I've brought the entire nation to you and now I must go to the grave. No, 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 no. Wrong number, wrong door. Hello, somebody. We've got to have a testimony. That's why the Bible commands us, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding because our work in the Lord is not in vain. Hello, somebody. Everything you've done for the kingdom, it's not in vain. When you come to the house of God, it's not in vain. When you pray, when you fast, it's not in vain. When you encourage your pastor, everybody else leaves and you say, "Pastor, I'm with you," it's not in vain. When you give to support the work of God, it's not in vain. When you reach out in hospitality, in mercy and in kindness, it's not in vain. When you walk in forgiveness, when people have betrayed you and wounded you, but you choose the word of God and you choose to walk in forgiveness, it is a seed unto the Almighty. I came to encourage somebody to tell them your labor is not in vain. Please look at somebody and say, "It's not in vain." Hallelujah. The God we serve is a faithful God. A faithful God. The Bible is very clear. He's a God of remembrance. In Malachi 3, the Bible says there was a time Israel, they were feeling so forsaken and feeling like God had forgotten them. Yet he said to them, "I'm a God of remembrance. I remember those who serve me. They are like precious jewels. Glory be to God. Men may not say thank you, but your heavenly Father sees." Be steadfast. The word steadfast means to be stable. It means to be consistent. It means to be faithful. Hello, somebody. God is counting on us. Listen, church, if the Muslims are so consistent and so faithful. I'll never forget a time that Apostle and I, we were going to California. This was before 9/11, and we were just about to enjoy some food. They were getting ready to serve. And these seven Muslim men, they told their attendants, "Can you move that cart? It's our time to pray." Pastor Tony, these seven men took the aisle and were praying loud in the plane. There was silence in that plane for about 15 minutes. You know how they pray loud on the going down, and then they were told they stand up and call on Allah and bow down again. Then when they were done, they said, "Thank you. You can continue serving. It was our prayer time." What commitment. They didn't care how it looked. They didn't care that they were on a plane. They didn't care about other religions. They didn't care that the attendants were trying to serve. Commitment. Somebody say commitment. Commitment. Come on, say commitment. Commitment. That is the commitment these Muslims have. How about we who know the truth, who serve a living God, who have the word of God that cannot return void? Beloved, Christianity is not for wimps. This is a time we've got to be strong. We've got to be warriors. If you've prayed, it hasn't happened, pray again. If you fasted, it hasn't happened, you did 7 days, make it 14 days. Hello, somebody. We've got to be vigilant. Sometimes I hear people, "Oh, why didn't you come to church? Oh, the ushers didn't greet me." I'm like, honey, please. If the ushers don't greet you, are you going to miss your salvation for that? Smile to yourself and take yourself to the front. Hello, somebody. Be steadfast. We grew up in a generation, my God, I don't remember my pastor, Dennis White, of Nairobi Pentecostal Church, Pastor Isaac, texting me to come to the house of God. I don't remember seeing a flyer to come to the house of God. Evangelist Hilda, we were in church 24 hours. We were in everything except the men's fellowship. But we were part of everything. I'm serious. My mom was so strict, Mrs. Moira. I mean, we didn't play. I don't even remember my pastor. He was so strict saying, "Thank you for coming." No, there's no thank you for coming. You better be here or you're going to go to hell. The time we heard him saying thank you is when he was leaving to go back to Canada. But that's how we grew up. And guess what? None of us, those young people, backslid. All of us are strong and mighty warriors and doing the works of God. Come on, shake somebody and say, you got to be strong. Come on, shake them again. Tell them you got to be strong. See, the church, we are always waiting. I hear singles saying, no, I'm going to serve when Boaz comes. Honey, you better serve. Let Boaz find you serving. Let him find you serving. My Boaz found me serving in the house of God. And by the way, I gave him a very hard time. It took 1 year to drink a cup of coffee. Singles, you're too expensive just to say yes immediately. Put them on their toes a little bit. I said, you're too expensive. Hello, singles, are you here? I tell him, let me look at my calendar. Meanwhile, there's nothing, but you just say, let me check out my calendar. Hello, singles, are you here? I'm trying to help you. But some of you, while the brother comes, yes, I'm ready to go to Red Lobster. Hello, somebody. Please, act like you're busy. Don't be too available. Hello, young ladies and gentlemen. Because if that is of you, it'll come after you. Don't be too desperate. Be busy in the house of God. I was selected out of many because the rest was so desperate. Me, I would not even give him the time of day. I was in the fellowship, praising, serving. And he said, that's the one I want. That cute one with a nice smile. The one who doesn't even look at me. Meanwhile, he has others begging, Brother Twa, we are ready to go to Wimpy. You know, those days we had Wimpy in Nairobi. No, he said, no, not you, not you, not you. I like that one. Let me help you, ladies. Men are hunters. They don't like it when it's too easy. Brothers, can you help me here? Am I talking the truth here? Men are hunters. They like to pursue. Even now, Brother Ben, I still like to give him a hard time to keep him on his toes. Sometimes he'll call. I'm like, I'll pick up the phone in the next half hour. Honey, where were you? Oh, I'm on the other side of town. Cool down. I'm coming. Hello, somebody. Look at someone and say, you're too expensive. Let's carry ourselves like children of the King, with a standard of God. We are not just cheap and useless. We are the people of God, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word. Atmosphere changers, glory carriers. Are there any ambassadors of Jesus Christ in this house of God today? The Word of God says, be steadfast, unmovable. I love that word. Unmovable. That means no matter what comes, you're still standing. If God has said it, it's going to happen. If God has said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Hallelujah. Be unmovable. It means unshakable. You stand on this promise. And you say, Jehovah, if it means praying in Spanish, I'm going to pray in Spanish. If that's the language you understand, I refuse to be moved. Hold on to the promise of God. You didn't come to America to be just living a cheap life. We are here as missionaries. We are here on divine assignment. By the way, Americans are looking to us and saying, you have the fire. You have the zeal. You are the ones who are going to bring revival to this nation. Hello, somebody. Anybody understand that they're on divine assignment? And so because we're on divine assignment, yes, opposition will come. But the battle belongs to the Almighty. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is a man of war. I've come to challenge somebody. Be unmovable. Stand on the promise of God. Refuse to be swayed. Don't be Monday, we find you like this. Wednesday, we can't recognize you. Friday, you're in hiding. Sunday, we have to go on a fast to look for you. Hello, church. Can we have some unmovable saints? Some unshakable saints? Some saints who are persuaded, who know who they are in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I hear a young lady saying, oh, I want to marry a pastor. I'm like, really? You want to marry a pastor? Really now? I'm like, okay, so what are you doing in preparation to marry that pastor? Oh, nothing. So what happens when you go through warfare? Oh, the man of God would take. No, honey. The man of God needs a strong woman of God. The man of God needs somebody who can stand tall. The man of God needs somebody who's stable. The man of God needs an encourager. It's more than just sitting in the front. It's more than just lifting up your holy hand with your bling, baby. It's a little bit more than that. Hello, somebody. It looks so glamorous, but there's a lot of warfare that comes with it. And can you stand in the midst of warfare? Look at someone and say, can you stand? That's what it means to be unmovable. Can you encourage yourself when nobody is there to encourage you? Glory be to the Almighty God. There was a time in our lives we went through such a shaking. And believe it or not, Brother Ben, those days I was very quiet, very shy. But I tell you, thank God for those challenging moments. Because now I could not hide behind great men and women of God. I could not hide behind my wonderful apostle, Pastor Isaac. I had to learn to stand. I had to learn to wage war for myself. I remember once I was looking at the email and saying, can somebody send me a note of encouragement? I looked at Yahoo, nothing. Looked at Gmail, I got so mad. I said, you know what? I'm going to send from Yahoo to Hotmail to myself and say, it is well with you. It shall come to pass, not by might or by power, but by the Spirit of the Almighty. Tell someone, encourage yourself. There are times you just got to be your own preacher. You just got to lay hands on your own head. There are times you just got to practice walking on that, pretending like it's your wedding day. There are no brothers inside, but we walk by faith and not by sight. And you just say, it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? Because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. So whatever God has promised you, walk towards it. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. If God has said you're going to be a successful businessman, act like it. Talk like it. Stop shrubbing English. Practice your English in Jesus' name. Look in the mirror. Learn how to adjust the tie. Learn how to match colors. Please don't put orange and green. Hello, somebody. Match your colors. You're preparing, coming closer to your destiny. Do whatever it takes to come towards your destiny. We are people of faith. We call those things that are not as though they are. Hallelujah. You got to wake up in the morning and say, this is the day. This is the day of manifestation. This is the day of visitation. This is the day my God will supply my needs. This is the day my God will answer me. This is the day, not tomorrow, not next week. Somebody shout, this is the day. Come on, shout, this is the day. We are a prophetic generation. We've got to learn to call those things that are not as though they are. I love Americans because they're so positive. When you go to Walmart, they're like, have a nice day. I always say, thank you, I will. And they look at me like, oh, what's wrong with her? But that's have a nice day. That is a declaration. Receive it and go on to have a nice day. And you keep walking and say, yes, in fact, it's going to be a victorious day, a blessed day, an amazing day. A people I do not know shall serve me. Strangers shall hear of me and be glad. The God who remembered Esther in a foreign land, he will remember me. The God who remembered Joseph in that prison, he will remember me. Somebody declare he's a God of remembrance. Come on, say he's a God of remembrance. And so back to Hezekiah. My God, what a prayer he prayed. Very simple, but heartfelt. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It availeth much. It's not about the length, it's the quality. That quality of prayer went straight to Jehovah. And so now the prophet of God is, you know, sauntering out with a swag, coming out of that palace before he could come out. Somebody say before. Somebody say before. Somebody declare before. Ah, when man says no, Jehovah says yes. When doctors say no, Jehovah says yes. When your lawyer banker says no, Jehovah says yes. When embassies say no, Jehovah says what? He has the final say. And so the prophet of God was leaving to go. He had declared the message that it's time to die. And he felt a tap say, God now was clearing his throat and said, prophet, I know I sent you with one message, but there's another message I want you to give. Go back. Now he says to my son, affirmation and validation. He says, go back to my son, the leader of my people. May God change your name in the name of Jesus. May you be known as blessed of the Lord and highly favored of God and chosen and affirmed my God. Somebody say, that's my portion. Let me read verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. That's the God we serve. That's why I love to pray. Because my God is not deaf, neither is he blind. He said, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Has anybody ever been so overwhelmed? You have no words, just tears. Those tears are a prayer. Those tears are a prayer. Glory be to God. Behold, I will heal thee. I love when God says, I will. It's not I'll think about it, or maybe, or I'll look into it, or we have to have a Holy Ghost committee. No, 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 no. He says, I will. I will heal you. I will make a way for you. I will provide for you. I will lift you. Somebody say, I will. Somebody say, I will. Not only that, he says, I will add 15 years. Beloved, the God we serve, he's a God of increase, a God of multiplication. Whenever you see subtraction and division, that is not the Spirit of God. Our God is a God of increase. And when I talk of increase in all ways, spiritually, in your marriage, you should be increasing your love for your spouse. I didn't get an amen on that one. I said in your marriage, you should be increasing. Can I hear a good amen on that one, please? Husbands, let me give you a secret. Ladies are very simple. We're not as complicated as you think. One compliment a day, Apostle. That's all it is. One compliment. We don't need to go on a 40-day fast, please, to get one compliment. See, ladies, we are moved by words. When my husband looks at me and goes, Now, before he's just the I'm in the kitchen making ugali, making githeri, chapo. You just because what he's saying is, baby, I chose the right one. as you were 22 years ago, even better now. Hello, somebody. Oh, I'm not getting a good response on the brother. A compliment a day. You want your wife to be beautiful? Compliment her. She's added a bit of weight. Go to the gym with her. She didn't make the babies by herself. Hello, somebody. Hello, brothers. Please, when she cooks the meal, compliment her, appreciate her. Maybe she has burnt it to the ground and you're like, God. But you just say, wow, this is real good. And you're just believing not to have a stomachache, but you're like, honey, this is awesome. You're encouraging her. Guess what? She's going to do better the next day. But it goes the same for the husbands, or wives to husbands. It says, honor your husband as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Ladies, be your number one. Be his number one cheerleader. Hallelujah. Make him the king, and you are definitely the queen. Let him know he is the one. Even if it's your idea, tell him it's his idea. Hello, somebody. Amen. Mrs. Moira knows what I'm talking about. We gotta learn how to make these things. Who cares whose idea it is? There was once I gave my wonderful apostle a great idea, and then he turned it around and said, I think we should do this. I'm like, huh? And the boys were like, Mom, it was your idea. I'm like, shh, it's okay. Yes, honey, fantastic. We will do it. I'm right behind you. I salute you. I am telling all the secrets now. Pray for me, Pastor Isaac. Lord, have mercy. Let me stick to the text, but I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Let's choose our battles. Pick your battles. Amen? Let's make marriage work. They say in the kingdom, the divorce rate is higher than in the world. What a shame to the body of Christ. Think of the things that brought you together. Think of what you loved about each other. And focus. You see, everybody loves encouragement. If you are constantly putting your spouse down, I'm telling you, they begin to shrink, withdraw. But when you're, it's like a flower. This goes for both. Flower them with the word of God. Honey, I believe in you. Honey, I know you can do this. You saw how the Moras were dancing the same step? Wasn't that so beautiful and so precious? What a testimony to the body of Christ. Singles, you're going to have good, strong marriages in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I wrap up, the Lord continued and said, I will deliver you and this city from the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria had oppressed Israel and all the surrounding nations. And that was huge for them to hear that word, that God would deliver them from the king of Assyria. Because that king had brought oppression and misery and sorrow and trouble. And there's somebody here today, you might have some type of King Assyria in your life. It could be an immigration problem, a financial problem, a spiritual problem. But the God we serve is a mighty deliverer. The God we serve, he's more than able. Think of the many times you've prayed and he has come through. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody shout, he'll do it again. Come on, declare, he'll do it again. The Lord said, I will defend this city for my own name's sake. You know, times when you're in a battle, don't get caught up in the he said, she said. Watch and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Stand still and watch God vindicate you. The Bible says vengeance belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember the days we were believing for miracle children in Boston. And there's one family, Sis Hilda, who left the church because they said, we cannot be in a church where the pastor is barren. Do you know how heartbreaking that is? They left. They said, no. They cannot be dedicating other people's children, and they themselves have no children. Man, that day we wept. That was so painful because this was a family that was so close to us. And we said, God, the fruit of the womb is your reward. Children are a heritage of the Lord. And the prophet of God came to our city. Some of you know the story, but for the sake of those of you who are meeting us for the first time, let me give this testimony. The prophet of God, Evangelist Wairimu, came. We did this great crusade for her. And on the last day, this was December 96, she prophesied to us and said, not only will you have spiritual children, you will have miracle children. You have your own children. Now, meanwhile, remember the doctors, we were going for tests and the doctors were saying impossible. The doctors were saying even infertility treatment cannot work. The doctors were saying we've never had a case like this. In fact, on my file, they had put a red line to just say, even if she comes and that doctor who treats me is not there, the other doctors should not bother. But Jehovah. I said, God has the final say. And all we said is, God, just one or two. Guess what? We have five miracle children today. All we asked for is one or two. And we were content with the two. And when we came to this city, we only had three. And just 2 years ago, I began feeling sleepy in the middle of the day. And that's not me. Anybody who knows me, they know I'm a workaholic. I don't take naps during the day. Because while you're sleeping, Pastor Tony, millionaires are making money. Hello, somebody. So I don't like sleeping during the day. So I'm feeling strange. And my husband says, honey, let's go to the doctor. I'm like, no, honey, no, it can't be. I'm too old for that. I'm 40-something. I'm not going to tell you, 40-something. And he goes, no, honey, you're eating strange. You're waking up and having bacon and strange stuff, ugali and tea. No, let's go to the doctor. Something strange is happening here. So we go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, my God, Lord, we already asked for three. So they put me on the table. The lady starts laughing, says, ma'am, you don't only have one, you have two in there. Oh, somebody give God the glory. Two miracle twins at the age of 43. At the age of 43. And they kept saying, how old did you say you were again? 43. As they did the test in perfect health. They did the tests on the baby, perfect health. They began calling me Miracle Lady because they had never seen this before. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it adds no sorrow. And on the day the twins were born, now normally twins are very tiny, you saw them. The boy Isaac was 7.2 pounds and the girl was 6.8. All in one stomach. Can you clap for me in the name of Jesus? Carried all the way. That's what God can do. I'm giving this testimony to encourage someone. To let you know Jehovah is able. To let you know nothing is impossible. To let you know when God has said it, that's all that matters. All you need to do is stand on this word. Imagine a prophetic word from December 96. Now we're like, mama, please, can you cancel that word? Because we're about to have a daycare center. Five is enough, please. But if anybody wants twins today, we are going to release it in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, just begin to thank God. You can change God's mind. 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 Hezekiah changed God's mind. Oh, Jehovah is more than able. There's such an atmosphere in this place. There's such an atmosphere in this place. Believe God. Doesn't matter what the doctor has said. Doesn't matter what the lawyer has said. Doesn't matter if you have a deportation letter. It doesn't matter what your banker has said. It doesn't matter how it looks. Doesn't matter what your in-laws said. Somebody call upon the Almighty God. He's in this place. The miracle worker. He's in this place. The burden bearer. He's in this place. He's more than able. When man says no, our God says yes. Come on, change God's mind. Change God's mind. Change God's mind. What is that impossible situation? What is that difficult situation? Come on, talk to God tonight. Kambo koshoto. Karabakantos, le grandibos, kabeli antos, le grande satamagos. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God in this place tonight. Kandobokoshoto. He specializes in complications. The God who remembered Hezekiah, he's remembering somebody today. Be encouraged, child of God. He's a God of new beginnings. He's a God of a second chance. Hoba kashanto. Kabando sabrandilios. Ligrandi satana magrantos. Karabakantos. Ligrande sete de bosh. Somebody talk to the living God. Somebody call upon him. Whatever you need, he's more than able. He's more than able. Shabro sete. Magrandi setelio brotos, harabakando seterebos, karantu sapaliandos, reketelio zombro kes, kebrakanto sedebegos, harampo sotorobos. Come on, push, come on, push. Call upon the Almighty tonight. Call upon the living God, the Alpha and the Omega, the El Elyon, the Most High God. He's here and he's working. He's moving. Rebekesh, Repalia Santo, Rebento Suguru Bukantesh, Ligrande Shetere Boshkata. Come on, push. Talk to your father. If Hezekiah could pray and change God's mind, you better change God's mind concerning your situation, concerning your family. Habarondo Seteriosha. He's in this place tonight. Horobokoshataya. Come on, pray. Barabo, pour out your heart. Pour out your heart. Pour out your heart. Pour out your heart. Miracles are being released in this atmosphere. Healing is being released. Oh, Rabalio Sondo Bokoto. Rekato, what door do you need him to open? He's more than able. He said, I'll go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. Talk to your father. Shanderebos, Ligrandis Kedos, Karabakandobos, Sitala, Tendeboko Shanderebos. Come on, beloved family of God, pray. He's here. Ask him for some big things. The heavens are opened. Call it in. Whatever it is you need, call it in. The resources you need, call it in. The connections you need, call it in. The God who remembered Hezekiah, he's here to remember.